We're joined by Joe Ritchie with Lights Out Norlight, also a longtime resident of the Saratoga site, right across the street, or railroad tracks actually, from the Norlight Hazardous Waste Incinerator in the city of Cohoes. So, Joe, I understand there's been some movement with respect to what the city of Cohoes wants to do or is going to be able to do with respect to Saratoga sites. Can you bring us up to speed on that?
Yeah, so Saratoga sites, as of last week or 2 weeks ago, HUD announced that they will be accepting Cohoes Housing Authority's demolition and disposition and relocation application, which basically says that they're going to relocate residents and they're also going to demolish Saratoga sites after people are located. And we've been fighting for this for, 2 years now, and we're actually able to see the fruits of our hard work of going to these board meetings every other month and speaking the truth about what's really happening with residents of Saratoga sites. So there's a whole mix of emotions, but we're excited about this because people will no longer be subjected to Norlight's pollution, and sad because this shouldn't be happening in the first place, but here we are.
Now, what type of arrangements have been made in terms of, I guess it's about 70 apartments in this complex. So how are they going to be able to find, new housing, city paying for relocation costs, how that's all working out?
Yeah, so HUD is going to pay for pretty much everything. Any moving costs will be reimbursed by the residents. By HUD, they'll have to submit receipts, I'm guessing, with any kind of related moving costs. Residents that qualify will get Section 8 vouchers. And also HUD is aware of the skyrocketing prices. I know a lot of those times these vouchers are limited as to how much a month they'll cover. So HUD has made a promise to Saratoga sites that they will be increasing the Section 8 voucher limits on the rent. So that's great. Also, if you don't qualify for a Section 8 voucher, HUD will still pay for everything, moving costs, everything like that, and is working with SAV, which is a relocation company that will work with people to get housing that they need. No one's going to be left out on the streets. I think everybody's going to have a really great time with this process, as best as they really can. The really professional people that are doing it, I'm really happy with who the housing authority has contracted. So I'm very happy on that. And, it's sad that people have to leave. I left this winter. I'm still in Cohoes in a different part, but it's still sad, but we know that the kids won't be subjected to all these problems anymore, especially with the silica dust that is still happening. Even they claim with the new fences and everything, it's not working.
Now, you mentioned, I believe, that you had moved out, back in November. This thing has been discussed for a while. So how many people are left in the Saratoga sites complex at this point?
So there are probably around 55 to 60 residents still left, families, I should say. And, it's going to be a process, but they're going to be given the best options they can. And, we're just going to keep working with them. Saratoga Sites Against Norlight Emissions and Lights Out Norlight. We are definitely going to work with the residents of Saratoga Sites to make sure that, they have a just process in all of this. And if there are any issues, we're going to address it with the Housing Authority, who have been very supportive and very cooperative with our organizations. So, we're going to make sure that people are taken care of. We're not just going to leave.
Now, is there a deadline as to when people have to depart?
So it hasn't been announced yet, but there will be, from my understanding, a 90-day notice saying this is when we really want people to start moving. And then once they're issued the Section 8 vouchers, they're given 4 months to kind of find a place as well. So I really don't foresee any kind of movement, possibly until the winter time. Maybe early spring. So I think this is still going to go on for at least another year or so. before we see the bulldozers coming to Saratoga sites, because they still have to get contracted, I think. So, you know, everything is still kind of waiting, but this process will be at least another year and a half until we see, you know, a flattened Saratoga sites.
Now, the city had talked about, you know, possible other uses at one point. I know Norlite actually talked about putting in, some type of testing facility model thing, but that was knocked down. Cities talked about possibly putting, I think, the Department of Public Works in there. Are there formal plans yet as to what will replace Saratoga sites?
No. The city is going to do a lot of environmental testing because they're aware of the potential problems with Norlite and what that could present. But I think their plans are to use it for city industrial use, which, you know, is a shame for the people who live right across the street because there's another apartment complex right across the street. It's not public housing. It's a privately owned, but it's those people who will have to deal with it. My friend Ed Sokol, who lives across the street in his own private home, will have to deal with that. So, no, that's the next part of the battle of seeing what the proper use will be for this land.
Now, since the city motivation for this has been the ongoing complaints about the pollution and the dust, or will they be seeking any type of reimbursement from Norlite for the costs associated with relocating people and tearing this facility down?
No, I mean, they're not. I wish they did, but from my understanding, no. I do know that I don't know if it's gone to an effect yet. The city did enact some sort of, I don't know if it's a hazardous waste tax on them, but that's separate. But they're going to be looking for private grants, federal grants, state grants. They kind of claim that there will be no taxpayer money used, City of Cohoes taxpayer money used for this demolition, because it's going to cost $600,000 to demolish at least, and then $35,000 to purchase the land. So it's a quite expensive project, but they're looking for grant money rather than just taking it out of the city coffers.
Now, this, of course, does not itself close down the operation at Norlite, and both the dust and, you know, whatever the toxic pollutants are coming out of their various, you know, smokestacks are actually dispersed over a very, you know, large area in the Capital District. So I assume the fight to clean up or shut down Norlite will continue?
It will. And I think a lot of people might think that, you know, Saratoga sites is going to leave and people are not going to take this seriously. And, you know, we're not doing that. And we're going to make sure that, you know, once Saratoga sites is gone, that Norlite is soon going to follow, because this doesn't happen, really. And a lot of people were skeptical that HUD was going to approve this, but they've shown now a national precedent that if you're located next to a industrial site and you live in public housing, it's unfit to live there. And that means that the community and the rest of the people around are unfit to live there, because it's just across the street where other people live. So Norlite has to go. And that area should be transformed into something different, better for the city, clean energy for the city. And we have programs to transition these jobs into green renewals, which I've tried to discuss with Assemblymember McDonald. Didn't go really far. We tried to, but, you know, there are proposals out there to make sure people are not jobless after this, after we shut them down, because I don't want people to be unemployed. I want them to go into higher paying jobs that will have a green impact to our economy.
We've been talking with Joe Ritchie, Lights Out Norlite, last 20 seconds. People want more information about the ongoing campaign. How do they get connected?
Sure. You can find me on Facebook. You could also find Lights Out Norlite online and kind of contact us through our social medias.
This has been Joe Ritchie, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.